AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
The upties said stop asking. Just know for one of the upties, all of the upties are called carnage.
Upte.
More time you see me with Marley.
Sahib.
Any of them pirates there, I'll skid up and clart it. Man's getting paid, I can't afford no new charges.
No way.
And my man said he's the boss, but what's he in charge of?
Fuck no.
Yardy gal, good morning. White gal, hello.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Upti Show once again. Episode, what are we, 8?
Episode 8.
Yeah.
Episode 8, man.
It's your boy, New Money H, yeah. Upti Hamset.
Come on.
Boom. Got our co-host next to me.
Big Brr, Warden of the North, you know he's already, man. Pulled up again all the way from inner the Sheffield. Big up everybody from Sheffield watching. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, yeah? Let's try something new. Because the people have been requesting something new. Let's try something new, my bro. I'm going to move over to you to see what's the latest going on around the world. What have you got for us? You know what I mean? Our correspondent.
Well, the first latest news is, I thought I'd go ahead and try your style.
Go on, my guy.
Because someone messaged me and said, why does your co-host wear sunglasses inside? So I said, you know what, yeah? I'm going to give it a go. I'm not going to lie to you, brother. I don't understand what you're doing.
Nah, dude, I've got to explain this because, you know, I've got shifty eyes, bro.
Oh, yeah,
that's what it is.
All of that.
So, all of that.
All of that,
shifty eyes.
Anyways, BBC, London, Somalia. Firstly, there was an attack on Lindo Beach in Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for a deadly attack at the Lindo Beach in Mogadishu, where a suicide bombing and gun attack led to the deaths of at least 37 people and over 200 injured. This event has drawn strong criticism from the international bodies, including the United Nations. It's no news, mate. May Allah make it easy for them.
Yeah, man. See, that's a sad thing, isn't it, bro? Like, just bombing innocent people for no reason, man.
And you know what's crazy is that in terms of Mogadishu, it's growing. A lot of things I've seen in Mogadishu that's happening. They've got cafes, restaurants, facilitations now. And it feels like as though we are growing, but then it's like we're going 2 steps forward, 10 steps back. And I really feel sad for the people out there because they're trying to get out from it. They're trying to understand it and say to themselves, okay, enough's enough.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to try and, you know what I mean, spread out and 100%. Try taking different cultures and try taking different things and take different cultures but make it within us.
100%.
You know what I mean? Makes sense.
No, but then the notice is just getting rid of that cancer, man, that group, man, that keep terrorizing that part of the country, bro.
No.
It's getting rid of them, man.
Inshallah, man. May Allah make it easy for them.
I mean.
We can only make dua, man.
That's all we can do. Go on, what's next?
Next one, one of my favorite, Puntland and Mug Security Operations in Galkayo. My hometown.
Right.
It says Puntland and Mudug officials announced a joint operation to disarm civilians. So unfortunately in Galkayo there's a big fight going on between two tribals.
Yep.
And this move is to be part of border effects to enhance security in the region.
Okay.
Yeah, so inshallah, around that area at the moment, there any civilians or anyone that's claiming to either fight or go to war, they're taking their hub, which is their armory.
So is that any civilian that's deemed to have a weapon?
Yeah, so in Galkayo at the moment, they're doing different time zones. So they're staying at night now, no-go zone at night.
Curfews.
So after Maghrib curfews.
Curfews, okay.
Big things. And they've got a lot more border controls.
Yeah.
So they're doing borders on, I think, on the Lamy from Galkayo, which is maybe about, I don't know, 5 to 6 kilometers.
Yeah.
They're doing like maybe 4 or 5 border checks. So that's a big one there.
Oh, wow, okay. What do you reckon? Are you for it or?
I think it's definitely a start. In terms, especially Puntland, at least if we get the weapons off the street, just as the United States and United Kingdom, as they say, the less weapons on the street, the less crime there can be. And I think in terms of the war, it's not going to help the war. It's just at the moment, it's just protecting the Megalo of Galkayo and the Mudug.
Fair, from militias, Okay, fair play. What's next?
Another one is we have the youth unemployment crisis in Puntland. Okay. So, in Puntland at the moment, unemployment has increased. So, in 2020, I think about 60% of the population had work.
Mm.
At the moment now, it's gone down to just under 40% of people in Puntland work.
Ooh, okay.
And there's a new study revealed the alarming scale of youth unemployment in Puntland, underlining the social-economical challenges facing the region. The issues have raised concerns about stability and economical development.
Yeah, but this leaves the question open to why is there such a big unemployment gap, bro? Do you know what I'm saying? Are they not studying the things that need to be studied?
I think
do you see what I'm saying?
There's not enough businesses or corporations. Instead of one thing I found out in Somalia is, especially in Bosaso, what they call is Hayada, which is
non-government organizations, NGOs,
exactly, that operate a lot in Africa, especially in East Africa, which is Somalia.
There's loads of them,
and they hire a lot more outsourced work. Yeah, so they source the work outside of Somalia.
Yeah,
because the people in Somalia can't do it. So, instance, just local jobs, just like project managers, administration, I don't know, health and safety, construction, things that are very more potential to help the growth and development of Somalia. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's now really, really changing that, and then now putting universities in Somalia, which is now there's a big one in Bosaso, University of Bosaso, where they're teaching out new courses, so business management, business development, making them really understand the technology they need to learn, the information they need to learn, the lingo they need to have, and also the knowledge they need to do the job.
As you said, without the infrastructure, man, that's all of that's pointless, isn't it? You need infrastructure.
Alhamdulillah, there's people now that have come out from the Western world and gone into Somalia and are building.
Yeah, they are.
For instance, like my dad now, we've opened up a tuition in Bosaso. He's opened up a tuition where he's taking in people and he's teaching them just like Key Stage 1, Key Stage 2, Key Stage 3.
I mean, that part's fine.
Education. So that's really good. So it's really building it from the foundation.
Yeah.
And I think you can grow more from there.
That's banging. Cool.
Next one is Somali-Egypt Defense Pact. Somalia and Egypt have signed a historical defense agreement aimed at a regional security. So they're looking at seeing the security of Somalia and see how they can both have a defense pact. The pact has significant strong ties and commits to addressing shared security concerns.
Yeah, I know. I was reading something about that. I think a lot of it's to do with the Ethiopian
borders.
But Ethiopian. Is it the Ethiopian taking a part of the coastal line of Somaliland and stuff? It's a lot of it's to do with that. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And then on the last one, just to really round it up, and I'm going to continue this inshallah in each episode.
Oh, 100%, man.
It is the Al-Shabaab leader, Beth. So the leader of Al-Shabaab, a senior Al-Shabaab leader, Hussein Arowe Ali Mahda, has reportedly died from heart disease. Oh, his death marks a significant moment in the ongoing conflict between Somali forces and Al-Shabaab.
Yeah. I don't know what I have to say.
I think in terms of these I know it's a lot.
I don't know what to say.
But at the end of the day,
like, I don't know politically correct or not, I'm just gonna keep quiet, bro.
I think for us at the moment, it's just, look, EDL said get out of our country, right?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they said get back home. So, so if we're gonna go back home, we need to learn a little bit about what's going on back home.
Facto.
Do you know what I mean? And my input and our little bit in it is just to say, you know what? Every time we're gonna have an episode, we're gonna give you a few facts and a few informations that's happening in Somalia.
So for instance, for me
at the moment, this news update was specifically about security concerns, ongoing challenges, and security challenges that Somalia is facing. And I think that's perfect. And if you like this sort of things and you're really up to date, please follow us on the Upti Podcast News.
Yes.
I've also got a blog going on Reddit, and we've also got a Medium blog going out. Hopefully every Monday and Friday we will be posting on there. So if you do wanna like, share and subscribe, please.
Love that.
Do.
Yeah, man. I just gotta say this again to all the people so far. I think by the time this episode comes out, we'll be on the road to 3K.
I don't know. Can you Somalis prove me wrong? I'm really optimistic about
No, because you know what it is? We look at the numerics and a lot of the people that do watch it, unsubscribe. So subscribe. It's so simple. Just click the little subscribe button. If you don't have a YouTube account, create a little Gmail. Come and help the man them. Do you know what I'm saying? Help us, support us. Mm. But
on that point that you just said.
Yeah.
I saw there's a lot of Swedish people.
I'll be up to watch our things. Alright, listen.
About 15%.
Yeah, but it's still a lot, though.
It's still a lot, yeah.
Still a lot.
I'm coming to Sweden end of August, innit? Yeah.
There you go.
My boy Taze has got something popping over there. Inshallah. Yeah.
It's end of August. No, it's end of August. It's first jam.
Yeah, it's end of August, bro.
Yeah, technically. Yeah, go on, my boy. Alright, bet. Alright, listen. Now, back to regular schedule programming, people. We've had some dilemmas from a lot of the supporters, and they want the Aptis to just get through this and help them out with this conundrum. So you ready, H?
I am. I'm really sorry, wallahi, I'm so hungry.
I know. Eat.
The way I was dying.
I know. You were dying, bro.
Right, but yeah, go on. I'm ready, man. Right, ready.
Let me go. So we did it via anonymous blog called Not Gonna Lie. So basically, whoever uploaded this, we don't know anything about them. So it's all anonymous.
Cool. And this is one of our viewers.
Yeah, it? Yeah. A lot of it is from So I've basically shared the link on Instagram, mm-hmm. and a lot of people. So this opened 21 hours ago. Someone said, "Oh, I don't know what this means, but I had a crush on you before, and you never knew." I don't know if that's directed towards me or H. I don't know who that is. Somebody wrote that.
I had a crush on you before, you never knew.
And you never knew. I don't know. I think it's you, H.
I think, obviously, of course. Come on, look at you, bro.
It's you, bro.
Compared to you.
Come on.
I just had time, bro.
Chris Brown. That's for H, okay.
Well, if you do have a crush on a man, let me know. Because I ain't got nothing to do.
The plot thickens.
What?
I wish we were friends like before. Is any of this making sense to you? Because it's making sense to me, but it could be a lot.
I wish we were friends like before.
Mm.
I don't know, like.
I don't know, but yeah, this is it. People, a lot of it, this is like, we need to get through 21. A lot of it is spam. Okay, yeah, this person's going crazy in there, by the way. So we're just going to ignore them.
Wait, what are they saying? What do you mean ignore them? Like, give them opportunity to stay on their chance.
Okay, who is the friend that's always there for you? It's just they're talking in subliminals, bro.
Okay, and then, but maybe.
And then another one.
I feel like it's hitting one of us.
And then the last one is, I miss you. So there you go.
Oh,
I'm not going to lie to you.
I miss you too, man.
There you go. You know what time is. All right, listen, this is the real dilemma. Yeah, boom. Okay. This is a relationship dilemma. I've been with
So is it me answering, yeah?
Yeah, no, both of us. You can both break, like, have a go at it, innit?
Cool.
All right. The relationship dilemma. Let's go. I have been with my wife for 2.5 years. Things are going well. So well, we're talking about having kids. Okay, congratulations. The only issue is, last year I was told I could not have kids due to a condition with my sperm. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is crazy, Allah. Well, I know, this is what I mean about this thing. I don't know judgment, okay? I don't know what to tell her because I love her. And I don't know what to tell her because I love her and I don't want to.
It's just the way
you
dropped that, bro. Wallahi.
Yeah, no, but it was a shock.
The way you just dropped that.
Okay, there you go. Synopsis. Let's round up. Brother, been married for 2.5 years with his missus.
Mm-hmm.
His swimmers aren't swimming.
Okay.
She doesn't know that his swimmers aren't swimming. She wants kids. They want kids.
Mm-hmm.
But
why didn't he just tell her?
For the fear that he might lose everything. She might leave him.
So what would you do if you was in that position?
Me? Me, I'll be honest with you, I always believe in honesty is the best policy. I'm not going to lie to you, bro. You know what I'm saying? If they leave you, they leave you. If she dies, she dies. What could you do? You know what I'm saying? End of the day is where it is. So just tell her. I'd say tell her, man. Face up.
I burned that, bro.
What's it like?
Burned that. That's you, my brother. What?
So what would you do then?
What do you mean you're going to tell her? I said, what do you mean?
Are you going to gaslight her and make it out like she's the problem?
I'm not going to make no one the problem.
What, bro?
I'm just going to say Allah never asked for it. Who's the one that provides?
Yo, see these man here, people. You see girls, stay away from my
brother. Allah provides, right or wrong?
Of course, but you know you got a condition, bro.
What condition do you have?
Your swimmers ain't swimming.
As long as it's swimming, it comes out, it's swimming.
Look, clearly he says he's got a condition.
Maybe it might not swim in the sea, but it can swim in a pond.
I can't take this guy seriously, though. No, but genuinely, honesty is the best policy.
I hear that. So let's say now you do tell her, she tells you, bah.
There you go. It wasn't meant to be. Take care, darling.
And what are you going to do now?
What?
Every girl now you meet, can I tell her?
You're right. Yeah, looking at the catch too. One of them I'm going to have to lie
bro,
to.
Bro, I'm going to ask you the question for real. Because you're looking at the short term. What about the long term?
Do you know what? I mean, I look at it and I'm like, you know what? End of the day.
Is that a crime?
It's not a crime, bro. Like, what? Like, I know one of my friends lied to his wife about having diabetes for years. You had diabetes. Well, don't laugh, bro. What's wrong with you? And then he told her.
Eventually, I don't get it. Like, these are so stupid, bro.
Yeah, I know, but he held this from her. We always said to
him. So, what about if she said, oh, do you want a cup of tea? And he'd be like,
nah, he just like, I don't know how he did it, but he managed it for years. And eventually he just came out of it and it was all right, do you know what I'm saying? But long story short, me personally, I'm telling the truth. I'm standing, because it's something to do with me. I'm the issue. I'm telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to do, man. And you're saying you'd lie.
I'm lying.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. I'm just revealing the truth.
That's still lying, my
That's
bro.
That's not lying, my bro. That's you not me know telling you the truth.
Issue, bro.
I don't need to tell
Imagine
you.
Imagine she's going to her mum scratching her hair, thinking, mum, I think something's
wrong. I don't know. Why did she come to me and scratch her head?
Huh? Or maybe she comes to you and says, Hamza, I think I'm a baron.
Why?
Because
what's a baron?
A baron is a woman that can't have children.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I'm barren.
Okay.
Like a dry field. That's what barren is. Barren land.
Barren off.
This guy is not helping him, you know.
What do you it's mean? Bro, the best thing I tell that guy is, like, you know, I've seen people that have been told they won't have a baby, and they have a baby. It's the ni'mah from Allah, right?
That is true.
So you got to keep going.
But you got to tell her that you might have a slight issue.
It's not a problem.
It doesn't make you, bro, that, it doesn't make you any less of a
what
man,
I say,
bro.
What I say
it happens
for him
to the best
is,
of us. Nah, it happens to every man. Listen, there's support groups out there. There's certain vitamins
that's
you can take.
Groups. Why do you need a support group?
I don't know, because obviously this shit kind of probably messes with people's brains and that.
Bro, the best way I say, inshallah, things will work out. And if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be.
Yeah, but tell her, bro. Well, like, bro, tell her, bro. Like, you know one thing I'm big on right now, H? I don't know about you, bro. I'm big on honesty, bro. Super duper big on it, man. Like, even if it hurts, brutally honest. I'm like super advocating for that right now. So yeah, bro, just tell her the truth. Sit her down. And if she does love you, she'll stick with you, bro, and support you, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? And
does say that there's some stuff in the deen that you shouldn't tell your wife.
No, here we go. No, rise the delil, because there's probably like 10 other people they're gonna take. Like what then? Rise the delil, bro. There's certain things.
But if
no. Say, you can't just skip past that, bro. You can't just skip. The guy goes, there's certain things in the, bro. You can't just skip past that, bro. This guy's sick. Yo, he's mental, bro.
Alright, cool. Let me ask you this question now, yeah. If that person did tell their wife, and their wife said, yeah, I want a divorce from this now.
Mm.
What would you consider that? Would you say that this woman just wanted him for kids?
Yeah, of course. Probably. She probably did want him for kids.
So let's twist the words now around. If your wife can't have children,
yeah,
what would you do?
Oh, me? If she could have children.
What plot twist?
This is a major plot twist. Because anything I say, I'll be a villain. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
You're a hypocrite. Go on.
Not really, bro. I'll be honest, I want children, bro. So if you can't give me children, at least, you know what I'm going to say to her? Let me marry another woman, bro. Let me marry another woman. I think that's fair.
What?
I think that's a fair deal. You know that's a fair deal, bro. That is a very fair deal. If my main woman can't give me a child.
So what about her now?
What do you mean?
That's something she can't do.
Yeah, she can't do that though. But you still got me though. I'm not going to leave you.
Wow.
What do you mean? You guys know that's a banging deal.
Wallahi, it's not.
So.
Because if you just said to me to tell her that I can't have kids.
Right.
So she tells you, all right, cool. I'm gonna go fuck someone else that can have kids, but I'll stay with you.
Bro, we're Muslims, bro. What are you on about?
Okay.
Are you tapped?
There we go. Because we know we're Muslims, we understand the Muslim.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you that.
Yeah, go on.
What's Islam? We know what's Islam.
Mm.
But you're now using Islam to your benefit.
Not really, bro.
Yes, it is, because you know you can marry four wives. Bro. She can't marry four wives.
Mm.
Or four husbands, sorry.
Right.
So how are you now gonna be like, oh yeah, great deal, girl, and guess what, yeah, boom, I'm gonna get married with Karen down the corner, have three kids with her, and me and you're sweet,
Do you know what age? I'll be honest with you. Yeah. I want to throw my phone in your face, bro. Because I understand what you're saying is a contradiction. I'm not, though. Bro,
so the best thing that I say, I believe, is shib. If she can't have kids,
Me and Imam both opposing sides, yeah. For everybody watching this right now, yeah, genuinely engage with us in the comments. Let us know what you would do if you was a female. Let us know what you'd do if you was a male. And try and think on the other side as well. Do you know what I'm saying? As a man, what would you do if your missus can't have children, bro? Would you give her the deal of the lifetime of a lifetime? And, do you know what I'm saying? Would you give her that or would you not tell her?
I'd rather not know that I can't have kids and rather not know she can't have kids.
If it comes, it comes. If it doesn't come.
So you're not going to go to the doctors or anything?
No.
The biggest test, though, I think that's one of the biggest tests that God puts on people, man. Yeah, especially couples.
Bro.
That's a big test, you know.
Bro, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Yeah, you say that, man. You know what I'm saying? Alhamdulillah, bro.
Have you never frozen your sperm?
Never, bro. What the hell have you frozen my sperm?
Oh, yeah, haram.
I don't know, bro. Mm-hmm. I've got my youth sat across me right now, bro. Yes, my boy. Mm-hmm. Say hello.
Hello, you're the
other thing. There you go. There you go. See what I'm saying? So I can't really, you know what I'm saying? Alhamdulillah.
You say you got it.
Alhamdulillah.
I don't know if I got it, but inshallah, we'll see.
Inshallah, man. Inshallah. What are you telling me, though?
That was a nice little pack of lunch.
I said that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Damn. So cool, what, no more dilemmas?
No.
Man just gave me one dilemma.
No. We got another one. What were you doing on time? Let me know the time.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I put it on just literally a couple of minutes ago. But from what I could see, I think we've done about a minute.
Huh?
We've done about 20 minutes.
Are you sure?
Maybe more.
I think it's more, bro. So I was gonna save this for the next one, but yeah, we'll go with it. All right, 2 minutes. All right, you ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, hope you're well. I have a dilemma and it's to do with my job. I started this new job and I've worked there for nearly 6 months. Mm-hmm. There's this Shayat, I'm guessing that's a female devil. There's a female devil that I work with. She's in her 40s, but she looks like she's turning 85. That's not very nice, is it? But anyway, for some reason, she seems to pick on the younger ladies and make snarky remarks, yeah? Mm. She seems to be making snarky remarks about me or my work friends, who also is in her early 20s. I can handle her and talk back to her, but I feel bad for my friend because she's the type to let it go and not say anything. How do I get my friend out of this mesquite type behavior and make her defend herself? P.S. Really love the podcast. We really love you, by the way. Right, so this is a big one. Workplace dilemma, by the way. You know what I'm saying? I say go to HR first. I mean, we're not HR. But how do you get somebody to stand up for themselves? Like, how?
I think it's, number one, you have to understand the character, because some people can't. So everyone can stand up for themselves, but people do it in different ways. That makes sense. For instance, like now for this girl, if she can't physically do it, or she can't speak out.
She can't verbally as well. That's the thing. Yeah. She can't do both.
She can do written. Make sense? She can start off by speaking directly to the individual and saying, hey there, really sorry to disturb you or whatnot, X, Y, Z. The other day's behavior that you did in front of X, Y, Z, I didn't enjoy it. I wasn't happy about that. And I would like to just tell you, please don't do that again. If she does do it again, say I would report you to HR or to my senior manager.
Mm.
Unless that person's not on the same level as you. I would have took it to the manager time ago.
Mm. Well, but imagine she is the manager, though.
Okay, then if she is the manager, then you have to follow hierarchy.
Mm.
Make sense?
Yeah.
What do you do? You're going to email her, CC your manager.
Mm.
Now you're doing a thread of a trail. Prove. You need to, at the end of the day, it's all good in saying this person's bullying you, but you need proof.
Yeah.
You so do. Collect your evidence.
Yeah.
Build your case.
I'm not gonna lie, man, she should crash out. She should crash out, man. Yeah, I feel like certain things that at work, I get it. Eat shit at work,
how
man.
How do you know?
No, listen.
Her, where she's at. She could be paycheck to paycheck.
It don't matter. What you got to do is this. Outside of work, it's a civil matter. It's not non-work related. Find her where she lives, bro, and crash out. I'm telling you, bro. Get your sisters. You probably come from a family with sisters. Do you know what I'm saying? Do your hijab in a back knot, the Vaseline on your face, all of that. Crash out, man.
Do you know what, yeah?
Crash out on this woman. Sometimes some people, Age, I'm telling you, sometimes some people just need a beating. The people go around the world disrespecting people because they've never had a good beating. Once they get a good beating, their whole perspective of life changes, bro. I've seen this with my own
but
eyes.
But you can't do it.
You can, bro. It's a simple.
But then you get done for GBH. Or
they will not fight. Obviously, you got to be clever about it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Whoever says you got to be clever about it. You know what I'm saying? Gloves, balaclava, do that. I'm being that serious. Russia, voila.
Do you know what? Yeah,
you're talking about snitching and that, bro.
Well, on my way here, I was listening to the Oversharers podcast.
Yeah, big up the Oversharers, by the way.
Mashallah, as
well. Oh, amazing house.
And I was listening to that episode 50. It was them talking about they went to Ruqya. No, Ruqya is Quran Akhir.
Yeah, Quran Akhir, sorry.
Yeah. And I really feel you need that. And I feel like they have actually dropped it to the ball. Like, you need to hear, يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ. I'm telling you, like, if you think it's okay to tell your sister in Islam, your Somali sister, that she should go and slap on gloves, ride out.
Bro, I'll tell on camera right now, bro, I did this to my own manager, bro. Bro. My own team leader, bro.
And that's not good.
No. My team leader was terrorizing me, bro.
It doesn't matter, but you're going to have to communicate. Look, if you don't want this and you're saying, you can easily just walk away. You don't have to come back to work.
No, you don't. Because listen to what I'm saying to you. Sometimes you have to, it's a public service, bro. What you're doing, now God's chosen you to carry out this public service to teach this person a lesson.
No.
This person will change forever.
It's not your job.
Once you put that fear of God into him. It's your job.
Well, like, it's not.
It is. Because this person's been going around. This woman, what? She's in her early, whatever, 40s, whatever. She's been going around for years terrorizing young girls, bro. She's probably racist. Probably. Do you know what I mean? And she probably just hates the fact that young black girls are coming into the industry.
I believe in if your work life environment isn't peaceful or isn't sufficient enough for you, you can leave.
No. You have to create your own peace. Don't listen to what I'm saying to you. Create your own peace. You have to, Hamza. Trust me, bro. Some people need that.
So you saying now, as an employee of a business, that if your manager was to bully you, you'd wait after work and bang him
up? As Allah's my witness, I would. Bro, I would. I've done this. What I'm saying to you, I'm talking from a place of experience, bro.
Okay, so I want to hear this. Go on.
My team leader, when I first started my job, yeah, obviously, naturally, you go to the kettle. Anyone fancy a cup of tea? Deep down, you're thinking, please, no. But some people are like, yeah, whatever, two sugars, whatever. You make the tea. So I made the tea for this guy. He's not even drank it, bro. I'm watching him. He's not drank it. So it's time to go up to work. He's grabbed the tea. He's looked at me and poured it down the sink. No worries. Eddie, next morning, come in. Anyone fancy a cup of tea? Again, he does it. Boom. Yeah, I'll have a cup of tea. Pours it down the sink. No worries, yeah.
What?
Yeah. So I'm on work time. I'm thinking to myself, at this time I was getting paid like 30 grand a year, yeah. I'm paying 30 grand to make a cup of teas and chill. I'm at it. Easy. I'm doing this, he's doing it. And slowly his violations are starting to, like, you know what I'm saying, rack up. He's starting to ask stupid things. Don't do, you know, like proper, like, anyone who's worked in engineering knows the banter that goes on between them, innit? Proper white boy banter, innit?
Mm-hmm. Disgusting banter.
Disgusting banter.
Absolutely
bro.
Disgusting, oh, bro, disgusting banter. I don't oblige.
Bro, horrible.
I work in construction.
Yeah, banter. Horrible.
There you go.
So one day, anyway, work finishes. I follow him to his car, bro. And he's like, "You're right, Abs, how you doing, mate?" I said, "I'm all right." I said, "Come, let me have a chat with you." So I've grabbed him, like, just put my arm around him. So he's going, "What are you doing?" I've grabbed him and I've gone, "Get the fuck out of here." You know, like, grabbed him in a semi headlock in the work car park, yeah? And the guy's drawn back. He's going, "What are you doing, you man? What are you doing?" I said, "Come here, you fucking. Come here. My son's at cars. I don't want to swear."
Yeah.
So come here. He's like, "What's up?" I go, "Come." So I go, "Bro, let's have a chat in it. Come on, man." And I'm smiling and I'm chasing him around the car. And the guy's like, "What are you doing?" And other people start coming around and say, "What's going on?" And I said, "Oh, nothing." I said, "See you, mate. See you tomorrow." Came in the next morning, bro. Said, "Anyone fancy a cup of tea, mate?" Guy's gone, nah, I'm good, bro. I'm all right. Wallahi, Allah's my witness. He's gone, nah, I'm good. No worries. What's happened, bro? One day, me and him were working by ourselves, and we sat there, and I just looked at him. I said to him, This work, for me, you don't know whether it's my lifeline, bro. You don't know. And if you force me out of this job and I have nothing to live for, I will make it a personal vendetta to terrorize you for the rest of my life, bro. I will pay crackheads to inject you with dirty needles. I will take it to extremes they couldn't even imagine. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, I'm bugging out. But I told him this, I put the fear of God in him, and wallahi, he has been, from now on, our relationship's like this. To this day, our relationship's like this, bro. But beforehand, he used to terrorize me. So sis, I say all that to say, crash out. Crash out on this woman, bro. Wallahi, bro. Boy, it's the only way.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm telling you.
I hear you.
Yeah.
And I hear where you can get to that stage. But I think as grown men now, we can do better.
I don't know, man.
You don't visa?
No, do you know, it's, sometimes if it's in you, it's in you, bro. I don't know, man. I feel like sometimes some people you have to, man. I feel like God sometimes puts certain people in your life for you to put hands on them, bro. You're the person that has to put the hands on them and teach them. Don't ever. This is the realities of life, bro. Some people have never been slapped in the face. I've been slapped in the face. So that's why I'm dead polite to people, bro. Excuse me, sorry, thank you. I'm dead polite, bro. I felt a slap across the face. Some people haven't felt that slap, bro. So you need to beat that manners into them. But obviously, don't get me wrong, that's just my opinion. H's opinion is, go down the formal route, do you know what I'm saying? HR and them thing there. But I do know, with one thing, you even know working in the corporate world, bro, HR and your managers normally are best friends.
Yep.
They normally do go out for drinks.
But
a lot of the things will get brushed under the carpet and you will be known as a grass and you'll be a pariah at your workplace. So pick your poison, innit? Pick your poison, bro.
I hear you, man. But what could happen on the other scale is that manager could have gone to his HR and told him, yo, I've just been physically abused by XYZ. And that could have been a criminal case. And then you could have not just lost your job. You could have now worked a job for it. Yeah. I'm just giving you advice where these people can take to that opportunity. Sometimes it's not worth your money. You know what? You're being rude to me. You don't want me. I know my value of work. So what I tend to do at any job I do is make sure the work I'm doing is valuable to the company or to the manager. Right. So without me, you're going to shits. So you better behave accordingly, or I play chess. Understand me? Mm. If you've got an attitude or bump, I'm not going to give you. The thing is, these people want you to get upset or to get angry or whatnot. I say, oh, no problem. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
they go. They get even more angry to, why is this person not giving me the attention I want or not giving me what I need?
Right.
It makes sense. But I hear you, man.
Bro, I'm just saying, in working in construction, working in engineering, one thing I've always said to people that are of colour, I've always said to them, you'd rather be the arrogant black guy than the submissive black guy, bro. Because I've seen both. Me, I'm the arrogant black guy when I walk in. I don't care, bro. You know what I'm saying? Unapologetically myself, and I'll cuss you out. Where I've seen guys that lick ass, that are black guys, and they are the butt of all jokes, bro. You know what I'm saying? So just, you know, you got to pick your poison, as I said, man. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man. I think on that note,
what a fucking episode, man.
We can end it.
Yeah, we can end it, man. One. Yeah, thanks for everybody watching.
Come on.
Like, comment, share, subscribe. We'll always keep reiterating, this is so important. Every like counts, every comment counts, every subscriber counts. We appreciate your support thus far. Get us to 3K subs. Engage with us on all our platforms, our personal Instas, our TikToks, TikToks, Snap, everything's out there for the world. Bear in mind also, stream-wise, we are on all streaming sites as well. So we're not just a visual pod, we're also an audio pod as well. I've been your boy Birdie Bugs, Warden of the North. Big brrrr.
And it's your boy Hamset, New Money H. Up to Hamset. Let's go.
And we're appreciate out. It. And we're out.